The bill is a response to the scandal that developed last year when former Calumet County District Attorney Ken Kretz sent sexually suggestive text messages to a domestic violence victim while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend for strangling her. Under current law, the Crime Victims' Rights Board has no power to reprimand public officials for such misconduct. The proposed bill gives them that power. At the hearing, another crime victim told legislators closing the loophole will give victims the courage to speak out when they are re-victimized by the people who are supposed to be helping them. Terry Gendusa Nicolai was beaten and stuffed in a garbage can and left to die by her husband. She says she had to trust the legal officials who rescued her and prosecuted him.
I totally depended on, you know, the sheriff's department, the DAs, the judges, had a total dependence on them to do the right thing. And if something were to go wrong, I would have to have an avenue to make it right, because then we are re-victimizing the victims.
Wisconsin was the first state in the country to adopt a constitutional amendment granting crime victims statutory and enforceable rights. But victims usually need help from a victim services agency to enforce those rights. A report released this week by the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics found that as of 2009, less than 15% of victims nationally got such assistance. Domestic violence victims are more likely to get help. The report found about 25% of them did get the services they needed. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.